Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 27th. Governor Jared Polis has unveiled a new state logo that's more colorful than the current one. The new logo features mountains, an evergreen tree, and the iconic letter C that centers the state's flag. Polis was wearing a beanie with the new logo as he described why he thinks the update is needed.
In an effort to promote all of Colorado has and using the tools that we have in the state, we want to provide a fresh representation of the state brand.
Polis says the new logo won't cost taxpayers because it was developed internally using existing state funds. The old logo, a green triangle that emulates a snow-capped mountain, was rolled out in 2013. Polis says the new logo will be phased in gradually, as old decals on government vehicles fade away, or when new stationery needs to be ordered. Colorado is leaving a lot of federal money on the table by not getting more low-income residents connected to food stamps. Eric Galatis has more.
Colorado counties are making progress getting SNAP benefits, the program formerly known as food stamps, to low-income residents, but there's still room for improvement. Colorado ranks 43rd nationally, with just 60% of people receiving benefits below the national average of 73%, according to a new report from Hunger Free Colorado. Anya Rose with the group says increasing enrollment is important because the program is the first line of defense against child hunger.
But then we also know that receiving food stamp benefits has been linked to better long-term health, better economic and educational outcomes. So enrolling more eligible Coloradans is kind of a win-win.
While Colorado's 64 counties face unique challenges, Rose says there are some common barriers to getting families and individuals the help they need. Some simply don't know food stamps are an option, or they don't realize that enrolling will not take benefits away from someone else in need. The multi-step enrollment process can also be challenging, and Rose says many workers can't take time off when county offices are open. Rose adds that getting more federal food stamp dollars into the state would also help local economies, especially in rural areas. When low-income families can afford to buy food, it creates a multiplier effect. Every food stamp dollar spent creates $1.79 in economic activity. Rose says if the state can achieve 100% enrollment, the economic impacts would be significant.
We could have tapped into more than $235 million in additional federal benefits, which would have had an economic stimulus impact of more than $421 million in our Colorado economy.
In 2017, 455,000 Coloradans enrolled in food stamps helped bring more than $700 million into the state, creating $1.25 billion in economic impact. Colorado was also awarded more than $2 million in federal performance bonuses in 2016 and 2017 for timeliness and accuracy, meaning counties are getting benefits to clients faster. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And in ongoing coverage of an issue we've been covering here on KVNF News, Governor Jared Polis says the state's sheriffs have discretion to decide which issues to focus on. Polis made this statement after some sheriffs said they won't enforce the so-called red flag law. Polis declines to say whether he would do anything to enforce a proposed law to temporarily seize weapons from people deemed a risk.
I have great respect for all the sheriffs we have in our great state, and I know that while they have discretion around prioritization of the resources that they have internally, I'm fully confident that all of them will implement laws that we pass here through the democratic process without prejudice.
Attorney General Phil Weiser has said sheriffs who refuse to enforce the measure should resign. Polis encourages the bill's backers to work with law enforcement to address their concerns. And in a follow-up to that story, the Denver Post reports that the top Democrat in the state Senate will not support the red flag bill. Senate President Leroy Garcia will go against his party and will not support the gun control measure. Garcia's decision comes after weeks of speculation about his vote. Democrats have a slim majority in the Senate, 19-17, and every vote will matter on this contentious bill. The bill has already been approved by the House and is making its way through the Senate. Senator Carrie Donovan a Democrat whose area of representation includes Delta County, was considered a possible no vote, but Donovan voiced her support for the bill during a debate last week. As written, an extreme risk protection order could be issued after law enforcement, a family member, or a household member petitions a judge for the removal of a person's firearms. The judge would hold a hearing, without the gun owner being present, to decide whether to grant a temporary order for up to 14 days. During those 2 weeks, the gun owner and the person who asked for the order would each make their case to the judge. The judge could extend the order for up to 364 days. House Bill 1177 has riled up opposition from a number of sheriffs and county leaders, including Delta and Montrose County commissioners. Garcia, who represents Pueblo, stated his opposition to the bill the day after the Pueblo City Council failed to adopt a so-called Second Amendment Sanctuary resolution. And in this final report from Capitol Coverage, state lawmakers have passed a bill to ban a type of therapy that aims to change a child's sexual orientation or gender identity.
Lawmakers heard emotional testimony from those who say so-called conversion therapy is harmful and can lead Lawmakers heard emotional testimony from those who say so-called conversion therapy is harmful and can lead to depression and suicide. Democratic Representative Danaya Escar of Pueblo led the effort.
These kids are coming out earlier and earlier, and what they need is guidance, they need support, they need love, they need help to discover who they truly are. They don't need somebody telling them who they should be.
More than 10 other states have restricted or banned the therapy, but Republican Senator Owen Hill spoke out against the bill.
We are infringing upon not just First Amendment rights, but also the opportunity of someone to pursue counseling services they desire.
The bill passed with bipartisan support and is now heading to Governor Jared Polis, who says he will sign it into law. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, March 27th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.